Hi, this is the dictation for Ahsan Aziz, AHSANAZIZ. Date of birth is 2/5/83. Date of service is 9/26/2024. The patient is involved in an automobile accident as 10/19/2023. The patient was last seen on 7/24/2024. And he did not come to be seen. He missed two appointments. It appears that he was busy doing other things but not medical care, and maybe he did not have so much pain. He says that he was too busy and could not make come for last 2 months. He has been doing conservative treatment so far, and is here for a follow-up evaluation today on 9/26/2024. Patient report that he has pain that are varying from 8 to 9, and he has not checked what areas they are at, but most probably he means the neck and the lower back without any radiation to the arms or other legs, or any weakness, numbness, or tingling, or radiculopathy. He reports ADS being affected 8, but however, now he is working. And so he reports 40% improvement in his pain. And he reports that he has been driving a vehicle for his deployment, and he does a carpet lane. He has 40 to 50% improvement. And you review the records for the ADL for system review, substance abuse, and a compliance history. Kindly correct one thing, that the patient has pain in the neck around 1, lower back pain is around 3. And right shoulder pain is around 3. The patient is able to move his shoulder up to 180 degrees, and no shooting pain to the arms or legs is reported. Review the records for the ADL for system review for the additional history, substance abuse, as well as compliance history. In the physical examination, he's mentioned that general review remains the same. Musculature examination is completely negative, no muscle sparing. Neurological examination is completely negative. And in the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is negative. Neck examination is completely normal, no muscle spasm, normal range of motions with forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, and bilateral rotation is 18. In the lumbar spine also, range of motion is normal. Forward flexion is 60, extension is 25. Bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 35. The sacroiliac joints are non-tender, and the cervical spine, thoracic spine, and lumbar spine, all the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are negative, and also in the sacroiliac joint. Please make sure that you mention all negative. In the extremities examination, right shoulder now appears to be non-tender, normally appearing without any dislocation or any fracture, contusion. Range of motions are completely normal to 180 degrees. Motor power is 5/5. Baseline pain is around 3, and distally there is no issue with the TNL sign and phalen sign are negative. There is no issue of carpotunnel compression. Peripheral pulses and reflexes are normal, and grips are normal. The diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to provide physical therapy 2 times a week for the lumbar region and the right shoulder still for another month with traction massage. He has been placed back to off work and household replacement transportation for another month. His maps were reviewed and he's provided the following medication, which is Mobic, 7.5 milligram once a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Ultran 50 milligram PRN for pain relief, Elevel 50 milligram PRN, or especially at night for GAD disorder, sleep and pain relief, Lyrica is provided 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief. The patient's MRIs were reviewed again at length. He was informed that he was found to have an osteoarthritis of the AC joint on the right shoulder, subacromial subdeltoid bursitis, tendinosis of the long head of biceps, and thinning and fraying of the anterior inferior labrum, possibly degenerative subcortical cyst and splenohemorrhoid effusion. Patient was informed that 2 or 3 injections of steroid intraarticular and to the subacromial subdeltoid bursa method. Patient is also found to have a bulging disc at L5-S1, herniated disc at L4-L5, which is now present without any neuroforamen stenosis except the left side, but there is a annular fissure tear with edema and inflammation. Rest of the disc are completely normal. This is advised that he may benefit from 4 to 6 injections of lumbar epidural steroid injections. The cervical MRI, patient did not have any pain, but there is a herniated disc at C3-4, C5-6, C6-7. There are no deficit distally, no radiculopathy, no numbness tingling, no pain in the upper extremities or fingers, no thinner prominence atrophy, no sign of any myelopathy. The Hoffman sign, the Perling sign, Lermit test, are all negative, and the patient has a choice to have 1 or 2 epidural injections if the pain comes back. The patient already has a 40% to 50% relief. He'll be put back to the regular duty, and also physical therapy has been done all along since the beginning of the time, which is 10 between 2023, for more than a year. Thank you.